This is Ramsey Radio, the farming and farm machinery podcast from Ramsey Brothers, partnering farmers since 1950.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Ramsey Radio. I'm your host, Tim Glover. We all know that agriculture is a fantastic, challenging and satisfying industry full of great people and great opportunities. Well, today we are talking to two young men who have seen the light and moved to help fill our massive need for skilled technicians. I'm joined by our very own Ramsey Brothers Ag Service technicians, Joe Rolark out of our Murray Bridge branch and Hamish Thorburn out of our Cummins branch, to talk about their transitions from other industries into ag. Joe and Hamish, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Really excited, boys, to have you on. You're both working as ag service technicians. But let's start with a quick summary of your backgrounds. Joe, let's start with you. You know, where are you from and what were you doing before you came to Ramsey Brothers?
Yeah, so I'm originally from the Eyre Peninsula, grew up in Wyala. I spent, pretty much my whole career there working with in the steelworks for Brambles, Biz Industries back then. Went to Komatsu, so it was mainly mining and construction equipment. And I sort of got a bit of a wanting to try FIFO, so I went out and tried FIFO job at Prominent Hill Underground Mine. Spent 4.5 years out there with them boys. Great job, brilliant job. But when I started FIFO, I was a single bloke. And then I met my girlfriend. She lives in Meningi. So sort of started to get tied down. I thought, well, I needed a fresh chance. So jumped over to, I saw an opportunity with Ramsey Brothers, applied, and luckily enough to get a job. And that's where I am now.
And for your beautiful girlfriend, Joe, I think we should probably just rephrase that last bit. I'm not sure about the tied down bit, but I think we get what you're talking about. So that's good. And Hamish, what about yourself?
I sort of grew up in Cleve, did my high school in Cleve, and then did a light vehicle apprenticeship in Cleve at a full drive shop and worked there for, I think it was about 7 years. And then, moved down to Tumby and got a job at Ramsey Brothers up in Cummins, and about it really.
Okay, so both from country background, so to speak. Obviously, Wyala, as you mentioned, Joe, over on the EP, a little bit more of a city as opposed to Cleve. But did you have any preconceived ideas about the ag sector before you came into it?
I always wanted to give ag a shot, but coming from a mining background, it was a bit foreign to me, so I sort of stuck with what I know. I didn't really have too many preconceived ideas. I was speaking to a lot of blokes that worked in it, and they said it was a great industry, great customers, and good environment to be in, so that sort of encouraged me to do the jump.
And Hamish, what about yourself?
Yeah, well, sort of lived on a farm but didn't do much farming side of it. I didn't really have any preconceived ideas what the industry would be like other than, just working on machines.
Okay, so you've both been with us for a little bit of time now. Once you become involved, what is your reaction and, what are your thoughts on the transition into the ag industry? Hamish, you're first this time.
I'm forever changing, you never have the same day sort of thing. Like you could be out in the paddock one day working on edder or in the workshop on tractors. It's always, different stuff, which is good.
Yep. And Joe?
Yeah, so pretty much the same as Hamish. I love getting out and working. So when I worked in the mines, I was an underground breakdown fitter. So I was out on my own doing jobs all the time. Ramsey Brothers giving me the same opportunity. I'd go out working on the headers, tractors, servicing, whatever needs to be done, and plus workshop jobs. It's good.
Absolutely. Now, one of the big things is obviously, you touched on a little bit before, certainly you, Joe, growing up in Wyala, was there a move involved, once the decision was made to take up your new role?
I didn't. So I sold my place in Wyala last year and officially moved up to Meningi. So my mainly move was to spend more time with Amber, my girlfriend, and sort of get involved in the Meningi community a bit better. So that was my move.
Yeah, I moved to Tumby just for same sort of reasoning as Joe there, just had a missus down there and, made it easier moving down there and got a job up here, so that was good.
So you both made a little bit of a move. I guess, Joe, you talk about the fact that you had moved from Wyala, so you had a move, and Hamish, you've gone down the road a bit from Cleve to Tumby. Knowing how the EP is, I would imagine the transition for you there was pretty simple, but both happy with where you're at and settling into those districts, and you're both finding that you're fitting in well and everything's travelling along nicely there?
Yeah, for me, 100%. So obviously since the day I bought the Ramsey ute home, it was sort of the talk of the town for a little bit there. Everybody noticed there was a ute around. They're all pretty excited to have a local bloke, and I love getting out and having a chat with guys and learning about their farming and what they're running, so I'm loving it.
Fantastic. And Hamish, I'd imagine the transition from Cleve to Tumby, other than the fact that you've got a beautiful bit of ocean a fair bit closer, would have been pretty good.
It's been great. town's lovely. And yeah, like you said, down by the beach, it's great, especially during summer. So,
and guys, look, just touching on a bit more at a personal level, you know, what do you boys do? Always interests me. What sort of stuff you get up to outside of work? And, you know, have you noticed that there's been any alignment, I guess, with your move into the ag industry? You know, has that made any difference to any of your stuff that you do outside of work?
Well, I don't know. It's more like full driving and camping and that sort of stuff on weekends, but definitely working in the ag side of stuff. I'm more interested to see what the farmers are up to and like jump on header and stuff on the weekend just as a see what they're doing, see how they operate and that sort of thing. So, yeah, definitely opens your mind up a bit to what's going on.
Absolutely. And Joe?
Yeah, so Ramsey Brothers have given me the opportunity to spend more time at home. So obviously in my previous jobs, I was in a shift work, so I was away all the time. When I was home, I was sleeping because I was buggered. So obviously working Monday to Friday gives me the weekends to go see, hang out with friends and family, take the dogs out to the lake for a swim and go and just explore. It's good.
Hamish, we'll delve deeper into your automotive experience prior to joining Ramsey Brothers in a minute. But Joe, let's talk about a little bit more about FIFO. It's obviously for a number of years, it's been, you know, a big talking point. Now, you talked about at the start there, you know, that you were doing FIFO work at Prominent Hill. Was it that itch that you needed to scratch, you know, as a young single lad that led you into the FIFO lifestyle?
Yeah, so one of my previous jobs, which was with Komatsu, I was product support, so I looked after the EP region for Komatsu, and I sort of got a bit of an itch, wanted to get back on the tools, and I kept hearing about fly-in, fly-out jobs and how beneficial it can be to your lifestyle and whatnot, so I thought I'd give it a shot, went out there, and yeah, it is everything you sort of think it is, and it's everything that you don't think it is. It's great for the lifestyle and the money, whatever. But the next side of it, you're away from everybody and you need that break to get away. So Ramsey Brothers has given me that opportunity to do it. FIFO is a good job for people that are doing it, but I like this industry, agriculture.
And I think what I want to clarify to our listeners is we understand and appreciate that, you know, FIFO is a huge necessity. We're not here to kick FIFO, but I think there's a point in time where the FIFO lifestyle no longer suits a lot of people. FIFO's always been considered to be a high-paying job. Have you noticed that that gap's changed a little bit and the money's not the draw card that it once was?
No, definitely. So when I went into FIFO or mining, I had a five-year plan, you could say, get in, get out, and move on with my life. And luckily enough, I was one of those guys to get out. I did what I wanted to do. I got out. And my mindset now is just that you don't have that 5 days to sit around the house and sleep in. You got to get up every day, get up early, go do your job. It is a different mindset, but in terms of lifestyle and whatever, if it suits you, I think everybody should give it a shot. Agriculture.
Yeah, absolutely. And the obvious question, is there anything of the FIFO lifestyle that you miss?
FIFO lifestyle. So I miss the camaraderie of all the blokes I used to work with before, my crew from before. They're all great blokes. I do miss hanging out with them every other week.
Yep.
And I don't miss the time off, to be honest, because I've got as much time off now as I did back then. So.
In terms of extra learning or training, other than the product specific stuff, is there anything that jumps out to you in that transitional period where you've gone, gee, I really need to come up to speed super quickly on that?
I was lucky enough that the team here, they've sort of picked me up and helped me a lot with the learning, the different formats and whatever. And my first month, so Ramsey Brothers, it's up do something that I've never seen before where they put you through. It's basic training. It's simple stuff that we've all done before. But for me, it was great to sort of refresh that stuff that I haven't used for a long time. So I definitely think that's a good thing that Ramsey Brothers did.
Yeah.
And the technology side of it is obviously 100% different to underground mining and surface mining. But yeah, it's all basics and it comes pretty quickly once you get blokes around that sort of point you in the right directions and stuff. Yeah.
Appreciate it, mate. We're going to take a quick break. And on the other side, we'll learn a little more about Hamish Thorburn's experience of moving from an automotive workshop into the ag industry. Don't go away.
Farmall. Since 1923, the most iconic and admired name in the farming world. If you're in the market for a utility tractor, there has never been a better time to turn to Case IH and Farmall. With models ranging from 25 horsepower through to 115, Case IH has a model to fit your need. Call Ramsey Brothers now to uncover the sensational value on our drive-away Farmall deals. With tailored finance packages to approved applicants and great deals on front-end loaders, your time is now. But be quick as stock is limited. Ramsey Brothers, partnering farmers since 1950.
Welcome Welcome back to Ramsey Radio. We're talking to two service technicians who've moved their technical skills from related fields onto the wonderful world of agriculture. Hamish, we just heard about moving from FIFO to ag work from Joe. So let's hear what it's like coming from the automotive game. Tell us about what kind of work you were doing before you started with Ramsey Brothers.
So I was doing a lot of full drive service, maintenance and accessory sort of fitting, and like plus obviously other mechanical breakdown stuff, but we sort of focused a lot more on the full drive side of it, which I always had an interest in, loving full driving and that sort of stuff, which is good. Moving across from that, getting into the ag side of things, like there's just so much more going on, and I don't know, you don't get time to get bored because you're forever thinking of different things to, do, and there's, yeah, tractors and headers and that, there's so much more technological stuff going on. So, yeah, you're just forever learning new things, which is great.
So take us back to the start. I don't want to go right back to the start, but what led you towards, seeking out a career in the automotive sector?
Yeah, I don't know. I've always had an interest in cars ever since I was really young, and my old man was a mechanic, so I've just always been around that sort of thing. So, yeah, I guess it was just out of school. That was all I wanted to do, so... Yeah.
And I think the good thing is that, having this discussion with you, it's a traditional thing. We see that a lot of people go into that light mechanic apprenticeship, but we are seeing more and more people transition from that light mechanic into the ag industry. So, is there anything that's come up that you've gone, gee, I didn't know there was that, or it's been a pretty seamless transition?
Oh, like I said, there's a lot more probably going on that you've got to be paying attention to. But if you've got a good bunch of blokes, which I do, makes life easy. Like they're always happy to lend you a hand when you don't know what you're looking at and that sort of thing. So as long as you've got a good bunch of blokes, it's pretty easy.
And I think the other thing that we need to touch on here, Joe, I'll just flick back to you. Obviously, you had your heavy diesel ticket with what you'd done, whereas Hamish, you'd started and you had your light vehicle ticket. But, where we've gone to now, recognition of your prior learning. Tell us how that works. Is it hard, easy? And do you think at the end of the day there's going to be a benefit for you?
To do the apprenticeship hasn't been that difficult. It's just a matter of trying to find all the information and stuff we've already done. And, like you said, there's a lot of prior recognition, so I'm not sure how many courses is actually going to be to then be heavy diesel. But honestly, for what I'm doing, I'm not sure getting the trade will be that different, but down the line, once you leave Ramsey's or something like that, it'll definitely help get another job and that sort of thing.
Yeah, hang on a second, Hamish. Did we not tell you where we employed you, mate? It's a contract for life.
Yeah, well.
That's all right, mate. Have either of you had much of a chance to get out and work on machinery in the field? Because, from your perspective, Joe, you obviously had the opportunity to do that in your previous role. But, Hamish, I guess that for you, your last role would have been more workshop based, so this certainly gets you out and about more.
So I was basically always in the workshop in my previous role, whereas now it's great. You always get a bit bored if you're in the same spot, I guess. So getting the opportunity to go out to in paddock and out to farmers' places is great. So yeah, forever changing, which is always good. Can't get bored.
And as I said, Joe, obviously your previous role, you had the opportunity to do that sort of stuff. Like anything that we deal with, and certainly in the mining sector, stuff doesn't break down when it's in the shed, so it's generally out in the field.
Yes, 100%. So, yeah, I've always liked getting out. Same as Hamish there, I don't like sitting in the one spot all the time. So luckily my last two previous jobs, I've able to get on the road, or underground is on the road, I guess you could say, and get out and do things different to the normal day and day, just changing fielders.
Fantastic. Hey, guys, a lot of the stuff that we do is reactive during seeding, harvest, spraying times and that sort of stuff. I think there's got to be some excitement about going out and going, right, I've got to diagnose this, I've got to work out what it is and get that customer going as quickly as possible. So the challenges must also give you a real strong sense of satisfaction.
Definitely. Like going out somewhere, getting someone going again is the best feeling.
Yeah. Joe, you the same, like that sense of achievement when you're hit with a problem, you get a phone call.
Yeah, so I guess I've taken this view of customers are obviously number one in that position. And just the other day we had a header stop in a paddock out at Palmer. The hydrostatic motor died. So me and one of the apprentices, Jacko, went out and put the new motor into it. And yeah, the customer was ecstatic, kept saying thank you, offering us cups of tea and cupcakes and whatever. And as soon as we were done, bang, they were out straight into the field working and they were happy as Larry. I rang him on my way home that night just to make sure they were still all good and remind them to get a service at the end of the year, and yeah, they were ecstatic.
Yeah, and it's good. And I think sometimes we miss that as technical guys. You know, you certainly have skin in the game, and your ultimate aim is to make sure that those guys are going and doing what the machines are designed to do. So I'll start with you this time, Hamish. Are you happy you've made the change and you like the industry you're now in?
Yeah, definitely happy I've made the change. Yeah, great. Can't really complain too much about any of it.
Yeah, no, that's good. We don't like complainers. We keep telling you that. Well,
don't listen anyway.
No, that's all good. So no regrets?
Nah, not really. It's great.
And Joe, I mean, obviously, you know, it's been a good transition for you.
Yeah, no, I'm more than happy. Can't complain with the move I've made. I'm looking forward to a long career. It's going to be good.
Absolutely, and that's the sort of stuff that we like to hear. And I think, you know, the whole topic today is about the fact that we need more people in our industry. And, you know, both of you are great examples of coming from different pathways into that ag sector. I'll put you both on the spot, and I don't want either of you to go to water. Give me three big differences you've noticed between working in the ag sector and what you were doing before. Joe, you can go first this time.
Big differences is probably the demand. So if a customer's down, they need to be up and going. So you sort of need to do the best by them and get it going as quickly as possible, but give them the best job that you can. And secondly is the team, the environment that Ramsey Brothers have got. I don't really know there'd be too many places with this sort of positive attitude that I've seen so far. Everyone gets along, and that's good. And big difference for me is obviously weekends at home, great with the family. Yeah.
Fantastic. And Hamish?
Yeah.
And you can't use the fact that you wake up at Tumby Bay.
Well, as Joe said, probably just the demand when, like, during seeding harvest to keep people going and do it as quickly and efficiently as possible.
Yep.
Probably, honestly, the hours are longer, but you're working for the demand, so makes you feel better at the end of the day. It doesn't matter if you've done a long day because you've helped someone get going as opposed to sitting at home doing bugger all.
Yeah, absolutely. Or as you said before, being stuck in a workshop sort of, you know, from 8 to 5 every day.
Yeah, no, so, yeah, sort of the hours, and probably also as well just the forever changing what you're doing. Like, you could be, in a workshop one day building bars or out in paddock doing other things. So, yeah.
And I think that's probably a fair point. I mean, it's pretty fair to say that no day's the same, but at the same time, both of you have alluded to the fact that it is exciting. It is challenging, but ultimately I think it's also rewarding at the end of the day, which is pretty exciting for us. I'll throw one out to you, Joe. Would you go back?
I can't see myself going back. I'd never say never because I know that industry and I know the as I said, camaraderie and the mates you can get out of it, but I don't think I would, to be honest.
And Hamish?
Probably Joe. Never going to say never, but can't see myself doing it at the moment, no.
Fantastic. We need more guys like you in our industry. To finish off, Joe, what would your commentary be to, you know, people are still working in the FIFO lifestyle that are at the end of that potential plan they had in place in terms of give ag a go?
Yeah, as you said, I'd look at what your plan is, how long you actually want to be in mining, because I don't think it's a sustainable long-term career for everybody. But I'd say, yeah, look at your plan, stick by it, and if you want to give ag a go, I don't think there's any better industry out there that you can go for. I think all the customers are great, and yeah, the atmosphere is pretty good.
Absolutely. Obviously, the big thing is obviously transferring over those relevant qualifications and that sort of stuff to make that transition, as you've alluded to a couple of times. Pretty simple, other than some training and bringing yourself up to speed with the application, the machines we do. The transition itself isn't difficult. So, and Hamish, any of our light mechanics out there?
Oh, not really. Like, honestly, if you want to come and try, it's great, but not really.
It's just another opportunity.
Not saying anything too bad about the light vehicle side of it, other than, most time you own a workshop, but coming over here, I reckon there's definitely more exciting days.
Fantastic. Hamish Thorburn and Joe Rowlark, thank you very much for your time today. We really do hope that you've inspired other people with this episode to think about a move into ag machinery service, you know, and also just to open up people's eyes that the ag industry is a big industry and there's plenty of opportunities moving forward. So thanks, boys.
Awesome. All right, Jason.
And if you're interested in moving into our big, friendly ag industry, you can always contact Ramsey Brothers to learn more about getting your trade qualifications recognised and expanded while you work. Just visit the career section of our website and get in touch. You can also share this podcast with anyone else who's looking to take their career up a gear. Remember, you'll find all of our episodes in your favourite podcast app or at ramseybrothers.com.au. I'm Tim Glover. Take care and be safe.
listening to Ramsey Radio, brought to you by Ramsey Brothers. Find this and all our podcasts on your preferred podcast app or on our website at ramseybros.com.au.